I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama House of Representatives has approved a bare-bones general fund budget that Governor Robert Bentley has already threatened to veto over inadequate Medicaid funding. Representatives approved the spending bill on a 65-35 vote yesterday after a five-hour filibuster by black lawmakers. Democrats harshly criticized the proposed spending plan, which comes up $85 million short of the amount that Governor Bentley says is needed to adequately fund Medicaid. Montgomery Representative John Knight says Medicaid provides medical care to 1 million vulnerable Alabamians and has few programs to trim. Republican legislative leaders say there isn't an appetite to either raise taxes or cut other agencies for the sake of providing more money for Medicaid. The governor and state Medicaid commissioner Stephanie Azar both say the budget jeopardizes a planned transition to managed care set for next year. The general fund budget will now move back to the Alabama Senate. Job seekers in Huntsville will be given a chance to meet with potential employers today. The Alliance for Opportunity and Development will host a career fair at the JC building from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. today. There will be at least 50 employers in attendance, along with several schools and nonprofit organizations. Gary Mathis is the president and executive director of the Alliance for Opportunity and Development. He says the career fair is meant to make the job seeking process easier for everyone.
This really just provides just a nice event to make it convenient for both job seekers and employers to attend at one location on one day during a four-hour window and greet each other and try to make employment connections.
The job fair comes after an interview and resume workshop co-hosted by the Alliance. The organizers hope to see as many as 400 job seekers attend. Those without college degrees are also welcome to attend. And events across the country today are encouraging kids not to smoke. Today is the 20th annual National Kick Butts Day. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids calls it a day of activism, encouraging kids to stay smoke-free and protesting tobacco marketing geared at young people. Kick Butts Day events in Alabama are being held in Sheffield, in the Mobile area, and at the state capitol in Montgomery. Gustavo Torres is the director of youth advocacy for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. He says tobacco use in Alabama has major consequences.
8,600 adults will die prematurely in Alabama because of tobacco use. With youth smoking rates at 18%, this is truly staggering, and we have to do more to protect our young people from the dangers of tobacco use.
Torres says state lawmakers could do more to combat youth smoking. Now your forecast.
Highs top out of the 70s this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny. Low 80s along the Gulf Coast as we go into the day on Thursday. We'll top out of the 70s across central and north Alabama. South Alabama approaching 80, becoming mostly sunny on Thursday. A few showers, primarily south Alabama, on Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.